I think the defense is focused on going out and winning another football game. I mean, I don't think it's about what we're going to do against a young quarterback. We're trying to just pile wins together. And whatever we have to do as a defense to get better from last week and not make some of those mistakes we made last week, this week, to take care of the house. I've said this in the past, that we want to get better at the home. And, you know, we started that a couple of games back, and we want to keep that going.
What do you expect to see Caleb Haney? Obviously, he's not a rookie, but he's not the most experienced quarterback you faced all year.
I mean, I think the thing about it is we have to play what they do as an offense. They're not going to change the offense a whole lot, but they're not going to put so much on his plate that he can't do the things that he needs to do. But looking at the film, you know, they're doing some of the same things they did with Jake Cutler in there as with not. So we have to make sure we know what they're doing, how they're going to attack us, and make plays on the ball when those opportunities present themselves.
And Forte's hurt, and obviously he's been their best weapon, but Marion Barber's a guy you know pretty well from your days in Philly. What do you expect to see from him?
He's a hard runner downhill. He's not going to give up on a play. If you go in to tackle him, you better bring everything you got to bring him down, because if you don't, he's going to keep continuing to run on down the field. So, you know, I've much respect for Barber.
Talk last week in the game, we saw you, talking to your fellow defenders, and I thought the message was, we got to play for 60 minutes, we got to play to our capability. Is that pretty close to what was going on?
Nope. Not even close. You know, what I said to them is between us. They know what I talk to them about. And my message is always about accountability and what we want to be as a defense, and to take it to a short term. It's just about what we want to be. And if we want to be what we say we want to be, then there's certain things we have to do when we weren't doing that.
Doug, would you kick to Devin Hester? If you're the special teams coach, would you kick to Devin Hester?
Oh, yeah. Out of bounds, like straight out of bounds. I kick it right towards him as he's going out of bounds. Absolutely. I mean, he's a huge, tremendous weapon, man. This cat is gifted to do things that obviously no one has been able to do the way he's done it in a short period of time, the way he's doing it. So, I mean, you know, if you can have coaches that beat their chest. We're going to kick it to him. We're going to go cover his behind. No, I mean, you ask me if I'm the coach, I'm kicking it straight out of bounds, right toward him, but out of bounds. So if he does catch it, he's going to be tipped on the sideline as he falls out of bounds.
Doug, you anticipate a low-scoring defensive battle this week?
You know what? We're going to go in, and we're going to see if we're going to try to keep the points down. And if our offense goes out and plays the way that we believe that they can play, we'll put some points on the board. If not, because they do have a good defense over there, we're gonna grind this thing out. And however the game unfolds, I think that as a team we're prepared to do it.